like under here, I guess 6 o'clock, we'll call the work session to order. I would like to amend the work session agenda to include emergency preparedness report. Is council okay with that?
Yes.
Yes. So with that, I guess we'll do the department head reports, and Matt, if you want to go first? If you're up to it.
All right, so in your packets, you should, you'll have something similar to what looks like this on your ICS courses. So incident command is something great for all of us because what it teaches us is what lane we need to drive in on the highway when we have an incident. Kind of teaches us what our job is and how we should act and what we should do. And Garland, since Garland received federal funding, we're not required to take incident command system classes anyway. So this is your list of classes that you'll need to take. Plus we'll do it's called the G402 class. It's incident command for senior officials, which is all of you. So we'll need to schedule that probably this first quarter. So if there's any one month better than the other, April 18th is our preparedness fair. So probably, just next time, let's pick a date. February probably is one of the better months. It's a 4-hour class. Usually we do it on a Saturday morning. We'll have Mark Millett come in and teach that for us. So those that have taken incident command classes, we are tracking those in the office. Unfortunately, we have run into a locked file, so we do not have what you've taken. So if you've taken any incident command classes, please request a transcript from FEMA. And it's easy. All you do is send them an email, then they send you your transcripts, and you can take those into Crystal or Tiffany in the front office. We're going to start a new tracking sheet.
I thought you were going to say we had to receive it.
Well, those of us that are if we have had to retake them, if you didn't take it, if you took it prior to 2019, all of those classes have been updated. So we've had to retake them all. But no, you don't have to retake them all. If you're interested in any of the other training, for those that are new, I'm the city public information officer. If that's something you're interested in, we can get you that training as well.
Any questions? Can I ask you a question about that?
Absolutely.
You're our only PIO, right?
Right.
Would you suggest we have a second PIO?
I have asked a couple of people, but they've never been willing to do the training. So if you have somebody, that would be probably be in our best interest to have a secondary or a backup.
If you have any recommendations too, I think one down from you.
Okay. recommendations as far as
who you think would be good in that position.
Just takes that temperament. They have to be polite to the media and build those relationships and partnerships even when you're not very happy with the media. And sometimes it just takes, not being afraid to stand in front of the camera.
Then you talked about the emergency preparedness fair.
Yep.
Is that, I haven't looked today, but is that up on our city app yet?
I sent the flyer to Crystal and Tiffany. Who do I need to send that to?
To Linda King.
Okay.
At the library, and her and Brad. Randy comes back, but Linda can do that also.
Okay, Linda King. All right, I have a save the date flyer.
Okay. They're so sweet, you don't even have to make a flyer. You can even just send them the information and they'll make it up. And, they make it very easy for anybody who will participate in that.
I'm sure.
What's the date for the preparedness fair?
The preparedness fair is Saturday, April the 18th, from 9 to noon.
Did you find the location that I assume?
here.
Oh, it's going to be here, because I talked about the fairgrounds and you couldn't.
No, that's for the 250.
Oh, right.
Yeah, so the events that we're keeping in Garland, we'll do just like we did last year. We'll have the armory in the parking lot.
That was great.
Yeah, so if you know any other vendors that you think would be good to come, just send me the information and I'm happy to contact them. Okay. So, other than that, the rest of the stuff I have is a little, so I can work that out later. Any questions about the incident command classes? Because that's really the most important. We really need to track that. Because in the event, I noticed as I'm watching and listening, people are being audited for expenditure of COVID funds. So in the event that we're audited, we can track, you know, pretty well all of our purchases. We can justify that. But if they do happen to ask about, you know, NIMS and ICS, we need to be able to produce those documents.
Yeah, for me, I'm new. These ICS classes are all online.
So ICS, the 1, 2, 7, and 800 are all online. And then the 402 is actually in person. So that's a 3-4 hour class. And I haven't been able to, you know, we had, I told you I was in the process of doing train the trainer so that I could do that. We could probably do, but our plan was to do an hour and a quarter, and you know, I was not able to take that class because it was the week after the incident in August. So,
okay. Great, thank you.
Any other questions? Comments? Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah, I guess Linda and Bradbury. Wendy here.
Yeah, she was in the seat for a few or something. I'm not sure if it was.
Okay. Just, I have, oh, I've already discussed, anyways, six lights are out at the library. We're getting pretty in the dark over there upstairs. And I did get a quote from Golden Spike, and I'm pretty sure I gave that quote to Tiffany, and she's going to try to put it on the next city council agenda so we can talk about that.
Like to change lights?
Like to put in new lights, because I, the hours,
is there an electrical problem?
Well, Josh came over and looked at it.
We had to come over a month, 6 weeks ago, and the whole fixture needs change. Can't just change the bulbs, it's the valves have gone bad. And so it's like, she said something needs totally replaced. No band-aids, it needs changed.
Yeah. I did order the Free Little Libraries and they will be here tomorrow. So Jeanette, I need to know who I get with to have that put up at that wellness garden.
You can get with me.
Okay, I'll get with you. They're coming tomorrow. So. And I know he's not, maybe he's not close enough that we can put them up somewhere down there.
Okay.
We have, and one will be here, and I've already talked to Travis about that. So, our creative aging program that we were going to do for this month, we've moved it to April. The person that was going to do it had a family, a death in their family. So we'll be moving it to April, and that will be wreath making. So if all of you can just, with the, if you're part of the library Facebook, if you'll repost it on your own, that would be great help to spread the word for those. I'll have the dates on there. We'll be having a board training on January 28th at 6. Here we will host it. Tree Mountains Board will be attending with us. Rachel Lenahan from Salt Lake comes and does the training. And this is required for all board members to attend. And that is part of my state regulations to keep the library certified. Also, we'll be having an adult activity on the 22nd of January at 6. We'll watch a demonstration on the library chef on making butternut squash and apple soup.
and there will be some already made to taste.
So come and enjoy that.
I'm sorry, when did you say that was again?
The 22nd of January at 6. That's part of the Spice Club, so if there's a spice that's over there, you can pick it up and make it. There's a recipe and everything. And we also started a new reading challenge this month. You can come to the library and get a little tracker sheet. It's for the whole year, and it's read books from the alphabet, starting with A to Z. The title must start with A, no. And we have that for all ages 18 on up, and 6 through 11, 12 through 17, and toddlers through pre-K. Each division has a prize that will be given to them. And also all the other stuff that goes on. Robotics, Spanish class, our book club story time, and children's activities.
Any questions for the...
I have two questions for you.
Do you
remind us of the dates for the summer reading kickoff so the council can put that on their calendar?
It will be May. Is this in the calendar? Oh, good. 29th.
Okay. And then my other question is, we also talk about how come it matters the numbers that sign up for the clubs and the reading challenges.
So, I was just kind of talking with Councilmember Allen about this. I have benchmarks that I have to meet. And if I don't meet those benchmarks, then my library will not be a certified library. They'll put me on probation, and I won't be able to apply for the grants. I won't receive money from them. So the programs that we come up with, reading, everything, is involved in that. And it has to be, I have to have so many programs to run. I have to have attendance. It's all encompassed in a report that I have to do.
So each person that signs in for, let's say, the cooking class,
mm-hmm.
those are all recorded.
Mm-hmm.
And each person that logs in and records, like, their reading minutes and those kind of things?
It's all recorded.
Okay.
Yep. And I can run reports on all of those. We keep them, we record them. Same with how many people come in and out of the library.
And did you ever hear back from Seth about tracking how many people are using our app so far?
No, he never got back to me.
I heard back from him either, so I didn't.
And that would be, I would really like to know how we can do that.
Okay, we'll try again with the data later, see if we can.
Which we will be doing along with Lynette's, we will do a scavenger hunt on the city app. The library will create that and do that.
With emergency preparedness. Uh-huh. Okay.
Yeah.
The preparedness fair.
Yes. Not emergency. Preparedness fair.
Preparedness.
So that's what we'll do that with. And I told Lynette that, so.
Awesome.
Anything else?
No.
Okay.
I feel like I know this.
Yeah. Hello, Coach Eric. Yeah. Here.
Spring soccer registration and lacrosse registration is in full swing right now. The spring soccer registration will go until March 1st. Football helmet, the recondition, I've made it through all the football helmets down, and I got 22 that need to be reconditioned right now. There'll be an appeal to address that in the next session. And currently through that, we have now about half of our helmets have been replaced. And so we've got the other half that we need to get, that I'll be working on. I've got them out to order just to get pricing on those right now, just to see how many we can afford for this upcoming year. I've got the PO for the park signs has come in, and that'll be in the next session as well. I got proposals from two companies. The third company declined. They didn't don't know if it felt like they didn't want to do them or it was too much for them or whatnot, but the signs are a 10 by 10 foot by 4 foot sign that'll go on the three scoreboards. The second bid, the proposals for $2,043, the second bid was $1,300 higher than that, $1,300. And so, and they're out of Ogden. With the football helmet reconditioning also, if we can get that approved, they will pick them up tomorrow. And so they're coming down, they're picking up ridge lines, the Cache Valley schools and stuff like that, and he said they just stop by and pick those up at the same time. The weather holds, I know we're supposed to be getting possibly a storm start, but Friday we're planning on finishing the pruning of the trees down the park. We have five left, and it's those five big ones as we enter the park. And basically all we'll be doing that is dropping off some lower limbs to make it so the kids can grab and climb up in the trees.
Okay.
The maintenance building, I mentioned the maintenance building down there. We've turned the one building that's south of the south bleachers, right there by the cook shack. That is our maintenance building. We have cleaned that now. It's organized. Our tool racks are all up, mounted on the wall, and the tools are all where they're supposed to be and stuff like that now. With the cook shack, I'll be putting together a proposal on what it's going to cost to, for material-wise. We need new screen doors and new serving windows where the screens are at and stuff like that. The screen door is basically coming off apart right now. The screen itself is out of the door. And so when I do those and I'll replace those, at that same time when I have them pulled out of the windows, I'm going to look to wrap those with stainless steel, some metal, just so we can clean them off better and stuff like that instead of having painted wood right there. The roof on the old score booth, which is on the south ball diamond directly behind the ball diamond, the roof is, shingles are starting to blow off the top of that as well. And so we'll look at, see, I haven't gotten inside that to see if it's leaking through or anything like that, but that is something that I can take care of when we get to that point. And I've asked Crystal if she would do some research for me to find out where, maybe she can just ask Lynette where she got the sink, the toilet, all that stuff for being able to finish the other bathroom in that EMS building. And that is
the match, that's what you're wondering?
Yeah, I just wanted to match up. And that's all I have. Is there any questions?
Some questions. When you're working on the cook shack, you know, doing that, those repairs and upkeep, when was the last time there's been a contract, or do we have a contract for people to use that?
You're talking like a written contract to come and just, I don't know if we have one. We've never just rented out the cook shack itself. I know like the the cross country has come and used it. But at that time, we were there, we were governor and that type of stuff. I don't know that I would want to have that cook shack rented out.
It could be a lot of liability.
Contract for like when they're going to come use it, like they've used, like different groups have come in for city days and to use it, then this is what's required for you to use this.
Yeah, we would probably, I mean, I don't know if that's a contract or if that's just a check-off list of what has to be done when they do use it. Stuff. We could put something good, yeah.
Okay.
So more context on that would be identifying who
who pays for the food, who gets the money for the...
That's already in the last ordinance thing we put together. And the one I put together.
And the park ordinance?
Yeah, there's another one that's written up and we ran it through. So like when baseball season is going, mm-hmm. and we're running the cook shack, the funds, the resources there go to the library. And then...
The money for the food comes out first before they get that.
Correct.
Okay.
And we track, because we bought a whole beef and had the whole thing put in patties, we track how many patties are cooked, and we know what the charge is per patty, and that is when they get charged back, and that comes out of it, yeah.
Is that to the city, what the city's put up?
Correct.
And stuff. Okay, perfect.
Yeah. Anything else?
Thank you.
Thank you, Chad.
Travis.
So water this last month, we were down to, it was either 37 or 38 meters that didn't read electronically. And since then, we've already got it to where it should be lower next month. We found more that were programmed wrong. For whatever reason, we got a bunch on either South Jordan or West Jordan's frequency. So we had Corn Bean come over and reprogram some more of those we found. We've changed some more that we found, so we're going to be, I'm thinking, in the 20s next month. And of those 20,
awesome.
There's quite a few connections we have that the meter's either been pulled from the hole, so it'll read the meter because it thinks that there's one there, but then it doesn't read, so that's where the non-read's coming from, or they're off and locked. So it pulls the same read month after month, and the system gets mad. So we're getting really close to every meter in town reading every month with a computer, which is great.
That's huge.
It's a big deal, thank you.
Yeah, and then sewer, and every plant is running pretty well. We've got a leak in one of our tanks. I think I've mentioned that before. And I've talked to Sunrise, and they got me in contact with Spindler. They don't want to pay for warranty work because we're out of our warranty. But this is the second leak we've had in those tanks. I think that this is going to be the same thing we found on the last one of poor workmanship, not enough glue in the joint, pipe came apart. So they say that they're going to bring pumps, pump the tank down, and then once we can actually inspect, because this pipe we've got work on 10 feet underwater, once we can actually see it and decide why it came apart, they're going to decide if they're going to bill us or not, which I'm going to push for no bill because I think it's... Obviously, workmanship, it should have lasted longer than this, but that's where we're at. Sewer, we took samples today, everywhere's going great. And then streets, put plow trucks together today. We've been using them as just trucks because it hasn't been snowing, so.
On your sewer samples, who has to test those?
So we do different kinds of samples. Ones we took today, we do twice a month. They're just our...
Can test them?
No, we just pull the sample into the bottle, and then we take it to Brigham, and then from Brigham, Chemtech has a runner that comes up and picks them up because they're in Sandy, and then they do all the testing and emails results. And then the other samples we have to do is quarterly. They call it biomonitoring. We take 2 gallons of water, they put it in a fish. If the fish survive and keep breathing, we pass. If it kills the fish, we fail.
Are you serious?
Wow. It's super scientific for the water went up and into the river. So make sure we're not hurting fish.
Oh, that's okay.
And we did that one last quarter and passed, and we've never had a problem, so.
Well,
it's
a goldfish in the water.
Okay. Yep, they're flathead minnows. Or fathead. One, two, flat or fat. Something like that.
That's awesome.
Any questions or comments?
No, thank you, Reverend Travis.
Thank you. I have a question for you, sorry.
No.
Hey, is there a chain of command or whatever set up for to call in the middle of the night? Is that set up? Who, somebody's going to be calling who? If the...
I mean, I'm supposed to be the one to find out if it's snowing or not.
Well, I know the police have called before and said, hey.
That's never happened.
That's, I mean, that was supposed to happen.
We've been told that the police were going to call us, and then it never happened.
Okay.
So.
Okay.
It's supposed to snow tonight, so I plan on waking up before the morning.
Okay.
That's what I like, is just one, you get up, not fun, but just look and go, hey, and then you can rally your guys and go.
Yeah, well, we have the two trucks, and neither of the guys can plow us now. But Hunter got a little bit of experience that one storm we had during this year. There was a skiff on the side of the building that let him plow. But
downstairs somewhere.
Yeah, so if we get snow, I'll be calling him and taking a couple laps around the block, and this is what you're doing, and then he'll be off. So if a truck is in somebody's front yard tomorrow, it's not me.
In a mysterious white truck.
Yeah.
Yeah. Let's get the vets out there and tell you.
Yeah, we go slow.
Well, we got better trucks under five for a couple of years, so I think we need to worry.
Feeling pretty good about that.
Thanks, Travis.
Good. Thanks, Mike. I guess we need a vote to adjourn.
No, we don't have to adjourn, or we don't have to vote on a work session.
Okay.
Correct.
Yeah, you have to call it in, so.
You tell me, I'm learning.
You just call it in, say, anyway.
We're gonna close the work session at 6:25, during the work session at 6:25.